The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com this afternoon.
How Nikita, weird is that, eh? Sure. This afternoon. I keep telling myself that on the way in. I'm like, okay, guys, it's after 12. It's afternoon.
And can we be like the official... Well, I think this lineup on Cliff Central in the afternoon on Fridays is just banging. So we're just coming to, you know, join the party.
Join the party, ready for the weekend.
Yes.
With the latest entertainment news.
Lots of entertainment news and lots of great stuff on the show today. But I first have to say congratulations and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
For
thank
the new
you.
Year. And also because it's going to be a big year for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year. I'll say
I
that.
I suppose a little bundle of joy.
Yeah. You can see I'm very reluctant.
As you can see, as you can tell, Nikita.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jason.
Nikita is with child.
Apparently she, so, according to the doctor. No, I'm joking.
She will be.
I'm very coy about it. I'm not really like a, I don't know, not always been a traditional type, like, oh my God, but it's fun. It's cool. It's.
But I'm
gonna
excited
wing it.
For you.
I'm
wing excited
it.
For you. So she is going to be with child. That's a big, big thing for you this year. For me this year, I hope that I'll be singing Empire State of Mind at some point because I have to go and visit New York. I'm
exactly.
just you know, obsessed with the city. So that's one of my things for the year.
Yeah, all my plans were out the window so when I found out. So
you can still go to the beach or have a baby moon before the baby arrives.
Baby moon, yes. But you know what? It's all about stamping that passport. That's all we care about, eh?
Well, then go have the baby overseas.
Oh.
And then
I can
stamp
have
your passport and then,
elsewhere.
No, well, I don't know. Whatever.
We'll just figure go, out. We'll figure out the
something
particulars.
Like that. Yeah, it's too complicated for this, the 8th of January. Sure, speaking of the 8th of January, I can't believe this year's really kicked off with a bang.
I still have to remind myself it's 2016. In my mind, I'm like, okay, 15. I don't know. It was just a flash by. But it's good. There was just so much happening and there's a lot of entertainment news that we have to look forward to.
Yep.
If you look forward to the weekend already, can you believe it? On Sunday, we already have the Golden Globes.
Yep.
The red carpet season is in full swing.
Yep. We've got Clayton Mara, who is out in LA. He's going to be telling us what is happening. We'll touch base with him in a bit. This weekend is also a big weekend for Cape Town. Obviously, the cricket's done. People are still on holiday, still hanging around, just holding on to dear life for that holiday, you know, for, you know, they just don't want to let it go.
Like but the last laugh out of it.
So the cricket's done there, but now they're moving into the horse racing season. And the first big horse racing event is happening this tomorrow,
it's actually.
Tomorrow,
yes.
Yeah. So we'll
Kenilworth,
be catching.
Yeah, what's it, the Kenilworth race course?
Yep.
So that for the Queen's Plate.
Jen should be, I think Jen will phone in,
she
hopefully.
Actually, well, she said she's on her way there. Well, she was making her way down to Cape Town. So it'll be interesting to see. Everybody will be out in their full, well, their fashion. I want to see what people have for the 2016 trends.
Yeah.
You know, and see who's going to create some little faux pas as well on the way.
Oh, aren't always you looking fun. Forward to that?
Oh, I love
yeah, you
it.
See,
my fashion award police, season. Yeah, I love
exactly.
it.
Award
in
season,
my element.
Fashion police, Nikita is ready to go. So
I
be
slay.
Careful because...
I slay like Joan, Rivers would say, I've got no filter. I don't care. I don't give a shit. If you get offended, tough.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Bad
for you.
Yeah. But also it's a new year and there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. You know, we'll talk about albums at some point. We'll talk about... new reality shows that are coming out, but another TV show that is coming to our screens on the 21st of January, and I'm really, really excited about this, is called Food, Booze, and Tattoos, and we have the presenter in studio. You know, this is how we hook it up. Right here on The Buzz on CliffCentral.com, Brett Rogers, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Nice to be here, guys, and may I just say I really appreciate Nikita's blasé attitude towards her impending motherhood. It's most refreshing.
Well, at least it's not all...
Yeah,
exactly. I still think I'm bloated, that I ate like a lot of carbs or something. So that's what's going through my mind.
She looks okay, but doesn't she?
She looks lovely.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, 3.5. I don't look too bad. Yeah.
Stomach for radio.
So welcome to the studio. I know you've been here before, but this time around you bring with you a little TV show.
Yeah, not so little TV show. It's turning into a little bit of a monster, which I'm very, very proud of. It's really been, I mean, it hasn't been a surprise because I think what we've created is amazing. The creative team behind everything, the camera people and the director, and I really, really had to step my game up. And I think I did a pretty good job, but it was really the support of them which helped me present as well as I think I did.
Okay, so is this your first presenting gig?
Yeah, okay. It's my first presenting job.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I've been behind, like, in front of the lens, and I'm comfortable in kind of, I like attention, so that's okay, but it is the first time that I've had a camera on me going, right, Brett, talk, go. Be
and action, go. So
yeah.
So if we had to put you on the spot now and say, okay, what's this meal about? Or what's this, this tattoo parlor like? You'd be comfortable to just kind of wing it, or do you? Because there's an art to kind of.
Well,
you know,
I suppose. Here. I mean, my default is to go bitchy. So
I love it.
I'd rather just delve a little bit more to be able to find the nice stuff, and then I can go in there. But yeah, I'd be happy to. Like, what about this place? I really, really enjoy the decor. I think that's incredible. Black, strange. I don't know what that cuck is up there.
What cuck?
It's insulation.
Yes, that's insulation, so that we don't reverberate throughout the.
I need to not do any interior design shows. Hey?
I thought you started off pretty well. You know, your Top Billing, if they were looking for a presenter, I suppose you could do that. Good evening and welcome to Top Billing. I'm Brett Rogers, your host for tonight.
That's great. That was one of my one of the guidances from my director Nick. He was like, just think not Top Billing. This is your goal.
That's true.
This is a scrumptious 9 out of 10. Fantastic. I love that tattoo.
Brilliant. Okay,
with respect to Chris Jafter, because he's a champ.
No, he is cool, but he's refreshing. He's, you know, not the typical.
I haven't watched it.
Ever.
But I love Chris.
Okay.
I've watched it sometimes.
I've had him in the studio. I also enjoy him.
Yeah. I like your Nez a whole lot. I think he's a cool guy. So, you know.
But you have to say that because now he's on the Man Cave, so you might be featured. Because, you know, they like to, like, kind of recycle in the SABC family. They kind of like to recycle the talent, eh?
Oh, do they? Yeah. Okay, noted. Saying. Hey, Yanez. I'm in Cape Town next week, bro.
Well, look, Lorraine made you take your shirt off the last time you were here.
Yeah, me and Kevin Lorraine, we had to get naked.
Naked?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Almost.
Nikita?
I'd rather take my pants off than my shirt.
No.
You haven't seen me take my pants off.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends.
Oh, goodness.
Depends what you're into.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so Food, Booze and Tattoos is a show that starts on the 21st of January. Tell us a little bit more about what it is that you are doing in the show specifically.
So the goal of the show was to travel through South Africa and find stories. I wasn't looking for the best tattoo parlors. I wasn't looking for the best food or the best booze. I wanted the stories behind the food, booze, and tattoos. And that's what I got. I got incredible people, incredible stories from beginning to end. People who care and love about what they're doing. So in each show, we'll have at least one food, at least one booze, at least one tattoos. But we weren't like... we were maverick about it. We were like, okay, cool. We really like this barber over here. Let's put the barber in because he's cool. And let's put, you know, those people with their strange cows and that musician. You know, it's we wanted to make it a well-rounded cultural exploration of South Africa with those three topics in mind.
Okay.
I think it's quite a change. If you think of Food Network's Guy Fieri, like he goes around. What's it?
Is he the...
Diners.
Yes, the diners, drivers.
Worst title, but everybody knows the show. But he also goes to obviously all these different towns and gets the story behind the food. So it's nice to see that for once we're having a South African show that looks into it, but it's not just niched into just food.
Absolutely. That was one of the inspirations behind the show. I didn't create the show, but the creators were... That was the idea. We wanted to make like a cool Guy Fieri show instead of, you know, peroxide blonde.
Yeah, I was saying, well, that's crazy. Yeah.
And the screaming. Always the screaming. Why can't he calm down?
I don't know. And he shoves his face. It's like,
you two should do a show together. Sure.
Would be pretty good at it.
You're very good at breaking down stuff and, you know, like really getting to the meat of it all. I think you would... Yeah, there would be. I think there might be.
Okay, Jason.
I don't have tattoos though, but I'll be willing. But I will scream like a girl. But yeah.
Is it sore when you get a tattoo?
What do you think? It's a needle. Needles, multiple needles being impaling your skin over and over and over again for hours.
Because you've got lots.
Yeah. And
how many do you have? Have you lost count?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't care for the question. It's like not interesting to me. But.
It's more
I don't have any. I have empty spaces that I need to fill. Okay. That's how my body feels. I see is emptiness. And I like, fill this space up.
Because on this season, you've got 6 new tattoos, I believe. Hey?
Yeah, 6 new ones.
Okay.
They were really, really super cool. I mean, you'll have to watch the show to get the full stories. But like Tattoo Roulette is one of my favorite things to do. Is which you just put a design in a hat and jumble around and pull it out. And that's what you get. That's one of my... I got... 3 of those now. One of them was on the show and I had a whole bunch of my friends come to the parlor and they also got tattoos. And,
okay.
And then I got awesome ones from Manuela Gray in Cape Town and Tamar Thorne. Oh my God. quality work.
But they did that in New York recently. I don't know if you saw a video. So they had this wall and there was a hole and you could put your arm through and you had no idea. And this tattoo artist was actually, you had, like you said, no designer. You didn't know what was going on. So you only knew of the product as you pulled your arm out.
That is cool.
So I think that's almost like, you know, like your tattoo roulette, but just to a next level.
Yeah, that's too much for me, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. What? Maybe puts like a Bieber on me or something.
That's the problem. Like maybe you walk past and I hear your voice and I think, oh no, he sounds like an arsehole. Then I just decide to do something random like that. Like a regrettable tattoo.
Yeah, like a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, it's just
I'm quite keen to get a tattoo. I'm just a bit of a... I don't know if I should even say that. I know it's unradio. But I want to get it here, like under my arm.
And I got really my first tattoo there under my arm.
Really?
Same place.
Sore.
Very sore, but, you know,
you get
whatever.
Over it.
Yeah.
And it's there for life. And then you...
Yeah, I'm a complete pussy, though, man. I just...
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't know. Thank you for going there.
Yeah.
I
no,
was,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
You forget I've been here with Hasty and Mizell.
This is true. This is very true.
Yeah, get one. Just go get one. That's the only way to do
that
it.
That should
so
be
where?
On your resolution for 2016.
Well, I started in the same space as you, in the inside left arm, because I knew it was safe. Nobody would see it if I hated it. And it is a shitty tattoo, but, you know, it's, I don't regret it. I love it.
But where should I go? Where's the best tattoo parlor?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Ooh. Can't answer that question. That's
really
hard.
You know
where
your bread is but today. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Suggestion. I don't know. Is it more
okay,
like...
Joburg? Favorites. Sean at the Black Lodge. I haven't seen him in years because he's impossible, but he did my Mandela and he did a bird of mine and he did a few other things and he's top notch. I love that guy. And then also at in Melville, there's Handstyle and those guys are superb. All of them. Really brutal work. I've got this like hectic hyena on my leg over here. And then Cape Town... there's too many.
Too
I don't
many
live there time. Enough to make judgments like that. I'm going there next week. I don't want to have any hate mail.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the 21st of January at 9 o'clock is when the show kicks off on
SABC3.
Are you excited about this?
I'm beside myself with
because
excitement.
We must also talk like about like Sweden, Poland, yeah. And there was an... Was it Russia?
Yeah, it's Sweden was first, then it was Italy, then it was Poland, then it's heading to India... All of Latin America, including Brazil, which apparently is different. They say Latin America and Brazil. And there are a few other really interested parties. So I'm very, very excited to see what happens.
Sure.
But I wanted it here. I wanted it in South Africa.
Yeah, well, it's about South Africa.
You can't, you can't grow like a tree from the branches. You need to grow from, you know, the roots. And, and this is where I live. This is what I love. And this is what I want to show. And hopefully that comes across in the show.
Okay. So are you going to be doing a little bit of traveling yourself this year as well? Maybe? To these destinations, I suppose it just depends on
I hope so. Maybe I'll write to Discovery Channel and tell them to fly me to Sweden.
Sweden? Hello.
Sweden.
Hello, Sweden.
Hello,
oh, yeah.
Svensk.
We know a few people at Discovery, so...
And,
well, I do.
And travel.
And travel, yes.
We know Travel Channel people.
Nice, I'll send you guys my passport number.
I know, but
we
have
just
to go
give
with
our passports
as well.
As well? Yeah,
oh, that's
so
fine.
We'll
that's
do an
fine.
OB from there. How's that?
Easy.
And look, we can do producing as well. If you need a camera crew, I can film.
Really?
Yeah, I can.
Noted.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah, that's
multimedia
what
production stuff.
So
sorted.
We've got
you got your production crew.
Excellent. Done.
The other guys.
Yeah, yeah. Don't know about the other dudes.
At least we'll have fun doing it.
Exactly. It will be lots of fun. Brett, listen, man, it's very lucky to have you in the studio and very, like I said, I got the press release on, I think it was Tuesday, and immediately I sent a request because I just thought this is such a refreshing, it's not the typical thing that you would expect to see on SABC3.
Yeah, it's definitely not. And I'm very proud of them that they did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite a big step and I think that's why it's, you know, it was international before it was here, is because people were like just a bit nervous about getting into it, but it's a feel-good show. We wanted to do nourishing content. We wanted to give a gift to people. When they watch it, they feel nourished and happy. And, you know, those things can only do well for the show and for SABC. So, let's see. And also, Food, Booze and Tattoos on the internet. You can just find it there on Facebook. And me, I'm Burr Rogers, B-R-R, Rogers on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, you prefer Instagram, hey?
I love Instagram.
But not Twitter. You're not a Twitter.
No.
When you're so used to being on Instagram and just capturing an image, I also feel like when you tweet, it's like, what do I really have to do?
Yeah, I like pretty things.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it, you two. Stop it. Okay, Brett, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck. And when you get season two, come back and hang out with us, okay?
Thank you, guys.
And when we do Fashion Police, you and Nikita can do whatever you need to do.
I would love to do that so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do the Grammys.
I love to be bitchy about fashion.
Ooh. Okay, Grammys, let's do it.
Thank you.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
That we're playing for Brett. It's brand new from 50 Cent. Very, very cool track. So, I'm the man. There you go. You are the man, Brett. You are the man. Thank you so much. Brett's out of here. You can catch him on the 21st of January as he brings you his brand new TV show called Food, Booze, and Tattoos. Catch it on SABC3. I think it's going to be quite cool.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. Hey, so if you're wondering who these voices are, we've got Musart in studio now.
What's up?
You see, we go from one awesome to another,
two and a half. Yeah, no.
So do we say congratulations to you because you got a little addition to the family?
It's Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy?
Yes, he's 9 weeks or 8 weeks actually.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's this little cute kitten.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, no. Playing with the headphones as well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. A naughty child, eh?
Very.
Very naughty. Really.
Biting, scratching, we're there. But it will be strong.
So is this practice for, you know, when you eventually start having your own?
This is making me feel like I will wait a little bit longer.
Just stick to pitch.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? I feel like I'll wait. I'm not in a rush. I'll chill.
Well, guys, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having
us. And Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year to you.
How was the festive December for you guys? Busy?
Yeah, but towards the end, it kind of chilled out. I think for our sound, we fit more for your corporates as well as festivals. And usually for like towards the end of the year, it's quite turn up. So they want those club bangers, and we're like a full band. So it's just like so towards the end, it was a bit chilled. After Christmas, it started slowing down. But beginning of the month was like horrible. It was just like every single day, And like I said, corporates, end of the year functions, it's just like you're hopping from one place to another. But we're not complaining. We're blessed, and we're very grateful for that,
So you're going to take it easy now, since it was quite a busy December.
No, we're working on our second. We can't.
We can't afford to.
Unfortunately.
That's true. That's the industry. It's because everybody's back at work. They need everything. And you're like, okay, guys, it's music. Let's go.
It's like, so we're dropping a single, I think, towards the end of the month into Feb. We're also working on our second offering, the album. It's called Facets, and that's coming out probably end of April. We've got the Jazz Fest coming up as well. So, I mean, there's quite a lot that we need to
Jazz Fest this year is going to be big.
Yeah, so we got to prepare for that.
How do you start getting prepared for Jazz Fest?
It's such a freaky experience, though.
We were actually talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, we were freaking out, dude. it's so much pressure because of the type of acts that come from abroad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we were like, you know what, people listen to our music anyway, and we get a lot of recognition from abroad.
Yeah.
So we're on the same level, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's scary, but we're going to try to do our best, man.
Yeah, I think that's the crux.
But I mean, it's going to be a busy year, and you obviously have to, you know, you prepare yourselves in that you've got to bring the live element to the fore, but you also have a new album that you need to promote as well. This is like...
We're right in between. I think that's the challenging bit. But, I mean, with Get Down and the single that we're hoping to drop, like I said, probably towards February, I think those will probably be the two that we do play around with at the Jazz Fest. But we're really excited to perform live music properly. Like, it's not unfortunately in South Africa, there's still quite a lot of places where they don't quite cater for like full on live music. It's still like, oh, okay, cool. So where's the DJ? It's like, okay, cool. So we have to like sort of fuse it in a semi live. So to have a platform where we have a full on band and the sound is proper and everything is actually set up for a live performance, I mean, that's a dream.
You
know, it's very few festivals or even concerts in South Africa where we get to do that at that scale. And Darcy is just going crazy.
It's cutest, man. It's so cute. I'm so glad you brought your addition to the family.
Yes, see, but like he needs to calm down now.
He's so, like,
will he be traveling as well?
He does travel. But he behaves a little bit better than this. I don't know what's...
I think he's trying to just, you know, get his word out there and just say, I'm here as well.
Yeah,
although you can't see me, I'm here on the radio.
Maybe a meow. No?
Nah.
Okay. Not yet. It's not happening. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
It'll be the trick for the year.
Oh, there we go.
That's what Mr. Darcy wants to add to the conversation.
Like, yeah, Happy New Year.
Say it again. Come on. Don't be shy.
Okay. Yeah.
You see. I think I might use it as the bed music. Oh, shame. Okay, guys. So, Facets. What's the new album about? Because this is also like there's a lot of pressure attached to the second album. You know what I mean? It's goodness, I would panic. It's a sophomore slump thing that people always worry about. But I think you've given it enough time. You know, 2013 was the first release. Yeah. Now you're back in 2016. 2016, I'm going to call it.
I think Facets, the name kind of explains it. Like when we were deciding what the name of the album is, I mean, we were relatively young when we started out. I mean, we've been in the industry for a little bit now, and there's obviously a lot that we've learned and been exposed to. But I think, you know, when you get signed and radio stations or TV platforms, people always force you to fall into some genre. And it's like, are they a house group because they're under Soul Candy? Are they? And so I think what we wanted to do with Facets was to show how musical we are, and that, you know, we really are music lovers, and it's not, we don't want to be boxed into a particular genre yet. We've got a sound, you know, there's stuff that you'll be able to identify a Musart sound if you're listening on radio, but we don't want to necessarily be shoved into corners. Like, and now if we don't have a housey song, it's like, oh, they're letting us down. Which is what we were getting, because I mean, when we dropped Jukebox, it was on a house tip, and we were associated with Soul Candy. Then Party After came, and Party After is old school, you know, funk groove, and it's like, okay, what's going on? And so they had to get to know us, and I think that's what we want to show with Facets, that really there are different sides. We come from different backgrounds of music. We want to explore that, and more than anything, we want to push musicality, if there's such a thing, because I think everybody is just taking shortcuts. You know, it's like a quick beat, lace whatever, put a bit of auto-tune, and hey, we've got a banger. And you know, people don't take care or listen to progressions and arrangements, and that's what we're all about. You know, the art and the craft of sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's gonna be a banger.
I hope so.
Don't worry, I'm keeping an eye.
Okay, cool.
Just running around, just getting acquainted with our. And the album itself, how many tracks do you have on it? Have you finalized that?
We were planning to just like literally do a short album, as in 10 tracks. But because we're still working on the album.
Yeah.
So probably there'll be more songs.
There'll be more. Like, I always feel like, okay, guys, we're done. And they're like, nah,
let's put in more.
It's always just one more.
You know what I mean? More, just like, I love the song the way it is. Nah, it needs a little bit of something. Yeah, there'll probably be more. But yeah, like
10, 12.
Okay. Yeah. That's a nice number. And I think that your fans will appreciate it as well. You know? So, yes.
And it's going to be quite personal. So I think.
Ooh, personal.
The tone of it. I think, like I was saying, like when we made the first album, it was kind of quick, and we were just like, there was no time to sit down and go, okay, cool. What is it we actually want to say? It was put together, though it came out beautifully. I think we just, like you said, we had time to actually think about it, position ourselves well. I think when you're new in the industry, you really are trying to find your feet and have your own voice.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty much there. We're at a point where we're very comfortable with not being or sounding like anyone else.
Jazz Festival is one of the big things for you. What else is on the go besides the album and besides Jazz Fest? Have you got other gigs lined up for Jan, Feb? A little bit of Valentine's Day loving?
Well, the single is a Valentine's loving. It's called Don't Take, and that's going to be coming out. Hopefully we'll be giving out prizes to everybody with their loved ones, just to, you know, tell somebody that they love them. Another one that we're looking forward to, we just got an invitation to a festival that takes place in the States, in Auckland. I think it is, eh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, it's called Munta. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. But basically, the festival is Africa is not a country. So they basically...
Hallelujah.
Africa is not a country. So basically what they do, they like invite acts from all over Africa to come through. It runs for like about 4 days. Yeah. And they have different exhibitions. There's arts, there's everything
How
like
amazing
that.
Does that sound?
And then it was so random. It was like, what? Really? And I checked it out. I was like, OMG, how do y'all even know about us? You know?
Sure.
So obviously word got around, and I think that's going to be something we remember for a very long time.
Oh, that's amazing.
And a lot of times, and I think that's what I'm so excited about, and I think we were talking about it yesterday as well, is that there's an assumption that America or whatever, that's where the sound comes from. If you travel across Africa and you just listen to these people play in the streets, you'll be shocked at how much music comes out of there.
Yeah.
And so to be on a platform like that with some of the greats in Africa is definitely...
Do you know any of the other artists that are on the book?
Well, it's still... I know some of the past acts that they've had. They've had Femi Kuti, who's a fellow Kuti. Yeah. Yes, he's brilliant. They've had Jola Medes. They've had quite people who've done well. Fally Ipupa, they've had him.
Fally, I love Fally Ipupa.
You know what I mean? It makes you feel sexy. You want to twist your waist. They've had quite an amazing acts. And to follow up and be a part of that is obviously... quite amazing to be even regarded for something like that.
So this is how our 2016 is looking for South African artists. Black Coffee is going to Coachella, and you guys are going overseas as well to America.
This
is
Black Coffee. Put me in your bag.
Well, maybe it will coincide, and then you can just do your gig, and then head on over.
We'll do the remix of a song, and then we have to perform it.
Will you do the dance?
I will do it, so we can go together.
Can
all
we?
Of us.
Can we film it for?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
Really.
Depends.
Yeah.
Come on, we'll see. Maybe.
If I find the song, I'll put it on for you.
Okay. I'm actually going to say yes. It's Friday. Come on. Let's.
It's Fun Day.
Come on.
Friday, Fun Day.
Let's do it.
Fun let's find the song. Okay. Let me find it. Okay. So it's called. Let me check my iTunes here. It's here.
It's
don't worry,
it's
coming.
It's all about putting everybody on the spot as usual.
Yeah, and now I'm like, you put me on the spot. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
now,
damn.
Now, like, yeah. Were you kind of hoping that I was going to go, no?
Yeah, because most of the guests would be like, oh, no. you know, they get obviously
next
frightened.
Next time.
Like
not today.
Headlights.
Yeah, no. That's fine. We can do it. Right, Darcy?
I'm going to ask them to do like an acoustic version or something. They're like, no, it's okay.
So how are we going to do this?
Though?
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Because I've got it on my phone.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it out off here, but you have to put your headphones on.
Okay, so I can
let's see
hear
if we can stretch it.
Okay, cool.
Nikita's going to film. Be.
Okay.
And then Black Coffee. When he, because we're going to tweet him this link, the podcast link, and then when he goes to Coachella, you're going to be on stage.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Okay. Should I give him a message first, like before I start?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kid.
What's up, Black Coffee? So this is like my audition, because like I just feel like.
Come closer to the mic so he can hear it.
Oh, sorry, he can't hear it. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, Black Coffee and stuff. How you doing? Remember me? Yes, Rory. Remember we did a song together like a while back. Anyway, so like I was just like, you know, why don't you like call me so we could do another song and I can travel with you when you go to all these cool places.
Coachella.
So Coachella, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna prove myself right now, here on Cliff Central, because we do stuff like that. So yeah, let's do this.
Should I skip through it a little bit so that
we
can get
so
to
that I can get to the part where I can also sing a little bit.
Just beat it down.
Cool.
Ooh. Doing the dance. Nikita's gonna tweet this. Yo. Where's Mr. Darcy making an appearance?
I'm singing for him, right? Yo, what's up, Black Coffee? You know, I'm out here, Rory. I'm part of Musa, but I can be part of Black Coffee's team as well, you know? Yeah. So when is he leaving?
Black Coffee, when are you leaving? When are
he
you
needs
leaving?
To tell us, when are you leaving? Musa, I'm not going to be available within that time frame, because I'm going to be hanging out with Black Coffee.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Coachella.
I hope, come on. Doesn't get better than that. You love you, Black Coffee. I'm the one. Come back and fetch me, Black Coffee. It rhymes, come on.
Oh, Rory, you are the queen. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You win. You win.
Do I win?
You win.
Black
you
coffee
win.
Better.
I don't think you can say no to that. Especially the love at the, well, the love and end.
You know, Darcy in
and
the
Darcy,
mix there.
Come on.
And like Darcy's
no
like, you know, black
that.
And he's Black Coffee. It rhymes. It goes.
Winning.
I mean, synced. There you go.
So if facets doesn't work out, Coachella will definitely
come on. Come on.
Guys, it's been awesome having you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Enjoy the rest of 2016. We hope to see you a lot more here.
Yes, please.
And we'll come and do that OB from... I'm just planning our year for you.
Go ahead, plan ahead. I've made no plans whatsoever. I'm available.
You're ready. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
She can definitely get down. It's Rory and Vic and the rest of the guys from MuseArt right here on the Buzz on CliffCentral.com. So we've got a very, very busy show. Like we said, Cape Town is getting into the whole horse racing spirit of things now. And to talk a little bit more about the first big event of the year, we have Catherine Gray from Lormoran's Queen's Plate. Catherine, welcome to the Buzz.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
How are you today? You're a little bit frantic, I'm sure.
Yeah, running around.
Running around a bit, but enjoying the sun and all the blue and white that I'm seeing covering Kenilworth Racecourse.
I must say, I've been to the Lormoran's Queen's Plate once, and I absolutely loved it. If anything, it is my favorite horse racing event of the calendar in terms of all the other big ones, just because it's a lot more intimate, and it's just amazing. The weather is fantastic. The crowd is great. The decor is on point. Do you love it as much? Obviously, I suppose. Hey, you work there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think it is the perfect event to set at the exact right time of the year, kind of the end of the festive season where everyone's been running around all the time and busy. So it's nice to kind of, before you go back to work, come to the Queen's Plate and be ready for your next working year. And obviously we have, yes, tried to keep it small. I think that's where we've managed to keep a lot of people. We've got a lot of returning guests every year. And I think we've managed to make it a day that really isn't overwhelming at all. You don't stand in queues. You don't lose cell phone signal. You will see your friends. So we really are dedicated to keeping the numbers down so that,
you're running around, I understand,
keeping the numbers down so that everyone can have a good day.
And this year you've got, you've enlisted the help of one of South Africa's, if not the most loved celebrity in South Africa, Bonang Matheba. She is the face of the Lormoran's Queen's Plate, and she is just the perfect ambassador. I mean, how's that been working with Bonang this year?
It's really great. You know, she came to the event for the first time last year. It was really, really, we were so glad to have her as a guest and just to enjoy the day. Because I think that's very important that anybody who comes actually comes to the day as a guest and says, you know, this is something I want to come back to, this is something I want to be a part of. And it's been fantastic bringing her on board as a spokesperson, bringing her into the family. You know, we're very dedicated to working with people and people who understand what we're trying to achieve. And she's been fantastic so far, doing a lot of, probably as busy as I am, doing everything for the Queen's Plate. But she really is a beautiful, you know, woman to be a part of the day, and we're very happy to have her with us.
A beautiful filly. We love it. We love it. Okay, so can people still get tickets to come through to the Lormoran's Queen's Plate?
Yes, so most of our areas are sold out.
Okay.
Which is very good news
for
me.
Guys, yeah.
But for those people who are still wanting to come tomorrow, we do still have for the Sky Lounge Village, which is our general area, which is really a beautiful, beautiful day. Those are R300 on CompuTicket. Those are still available. And if you're wanting more of a seated lunch, we do have tables still available inside the Kenilworth building in the Kenilworth room if you want to be in an air-conditioned space, which I know this summer.
Definitely.
Most people have been asking for that.
That would be the option.
Those are also available on CompuTicket, R1,500 ahead. And we are still doing Style Lounge tickets at the door. So if you have something on and you're not sure if you're going to be finished in time and you find that you are, you can just come around to Kenilworth and we'll have CompuTicket ready to get you access tomorrow.
And you'll see our very, very own Jen Su representing at the Lormoran's Queen's Plate as well. She'll definitely get doled up for the occasion. She will be representing the Buzz as well. So we wish you the best of luck for tomorrow. Hope it goes very well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And yeah, we hope to see you next year for the Queen's
yes.
Plate.
Cool. Definitely.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Catherine.
You so much.
Good luck.
Okay.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that is the Lawmorans Queen's Plate happening very, very soon and in Cape Town. And well, very soon, in a couple of hours, as you can see, Catherine's running around
yeah,
like
sure.
a mad thing. So, but yeah, I think that's going to be lots of fun.
As a way to kick off the calendar for 2016, I think what better way than like a chilled day. And also they're going to have a like a raucous after party. We all know that. Especially with Euphonic there at the decks.
Euphonic. Euphonic's going to be there.
Yes. I know what you're thinking. I know we're on the
same
wavelength.
Should I just not even go there?
No, don't.
Euphonic, Bonang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regardless, it's going to be a great night.
Okay, then. As you were. Okay, let's find out what Clayton Mariah is doing out in. He is a publicist, a journalist, a celebrity stalker. He gets pictures with everybody. If you thought Jen was good, Clayton is on point. He is out in LA at the moment. He is going to be bringing us some audio as well from all the interviews that he's doing. But let's have a listen to what Clayton's doing, and then we'll bring in our final guests for today on The Buzz.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Nikita. It's Clayton Mariah, and I'm chatting to you all the way from Los Angeles in the USA. I'm in town because it's award season, and there's quite a few celebrity red carpet events happening over the next few days. I'm in town to cover the E! Entertainment International Press Junket 2016, and that will look at chatting to all the talent from a lot of E!'s famous reality TV shows, so I'm very much excited about that taking place just before the weekend. And then of course there's also the Golden Globes, which takes place this weekend, and all your favorite A-list stars are in town, so I'm hoping to bump into them in Hollywood and to see what is happening and what are they looking forward to about the red carpet season, and particularly the Golden Globes this weekend. I'm very excited to see some of the biggest stars come out with their best fashion displays, and hopefully they will dazzle us on the red carpets, and let's see who will win. Particularly for me, I have big favorites of wanting to get a glimpse of Beyonce. I heard she's rumored to attend the Globes this weekend, and I know she's in LA already, so as a big Beyonce fan myself, let's hope that Queen Bee comes out to play and doesn't disappoint on the red carpet. Particularly, LA is cold, wet, and rainy at the moment, so I'm missing the warm South African summer, but there is so much that will be happening in the next week in LA, and I'll be quite busy with a few interviews, and I look forward to updating you next week with some of the interviews and highlights of my Los Angeles trip, bringing the red carpet news and all the latest Hollywood gossip live to you from Los Angeles. I'm Clayton Mariah. Have a good one, guys, and have an awesome weekend.
There you go, Clayton Mariah hanging out in LA.
So jealous. I'm so jealous.
Shame he's going to hang out with all those. But we're going to try to get some interviews with our red carpet fan or people as well. So.
Yeah, we're trying. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, it goes the way we want it to go.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
So just now in studio, we've got Stones and Bones.
Yeah.
How's it?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Good.
I see you all. You're still chilled. Holiday season.
Yes.
I know it's not formal yet. Nobody's in their slacks yet. Shorts and t-shirts. Well, not in this weather. So, guys, welcome to The Buzz for the very first time.
Oh,
thank you for having us.
How's the year kicked off for you? Because, you know, the last 8 days in South Africa have been quite interesting. But for you guys, has it kicked off? Is it, are you still kind of slowly easing in, or are you just going straight in with a bang? You know, kind of getting the music out there, doing some gigs. What's happening with you guys?
Actually, today is the first day we actually meet. Like, he just got back from holiday.
Oh.
Like we just got a call, like, your interview.
I nearly missed the interview today.
Oh, where were you, CJ?
I was still at home chilling with my girlfriend. And, you know, when you're on holiday, your phone is like, I don't know where it was.
So you guys haven't even caught up. So do you want to have a conversation? You want to see how you're doing?
No, you're good. We drove from Pretoria. So,
yeah, okay.
So we
caught up. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Just see how the New Year's was. How was New Year's Eve? How was the Christmas?
Yeah.
All of that stuff. So that's all out of the way. And now we talk business.
Yes.
Because music is what you are here for.
Yeah.
I see you have a tattoo on your arm there, by the way.
Yes.
That's very cool. Is that a recent addition?
No, I think I've had it for like two or 3 years. My sister designed it. So it's a guitar with my star sign and some other little details that
I see. We've got all these people with tattoos coming
through. It's a sign, eh?
I think
it's all about signs today, would appear.
I think so. I think our tattoos should be on our list as well. We're both tattoo virgins, so that's why we've spoken about it. We've never done it.
KG, do you have any?
No, I don't have any.
Is it?
You're not going to get...
Maybe, but... Nah. Like, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, you see, I've been talking about it for so many years. Like, a lot of my friends know that I'm so keen for it. But, hey, I'm chicken shit to do it. I won't lie.
I remember when I went in for mine, I was there with these big guys who were full of tattoos. But they were, you know, they were tattoo experts. and we all go in and we're talking, and the next thing, somebody's talking about rugby. Normally you don't see these tattoo guys talking about rugby. And they're talking, and then suddenly it gets all quiet. And you just see every one of us look a little tear for me now. And all of us are trying not to cry. So,
so you're like, going into tattoo parlor, you're sort of like, okay, I mean, yeah, I have to be macho. It's just, there's no sissy talking.
Yeah. And the worst is when they're halfway and you start thinking, yes, should I have done this? Or not, and you want to run out, but you can't run out with half a tattoo.
No, of course, because that's going to be a little bit shitty. But okay, so you guys, you started in 2010, I believe. You've been together for that long.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's how long we've been together.
And you still loving the journey together and doing this musical thing? Because you do a lot of dance music, so you're obviously quite busy.
Yeah, every minute of it, man. Like, it's like waking up and doing music. I mean, like, it's everything that I've always dreamed for. You know what I mean? So, I love it.
So, then what does 2016 look like for you? So, is there a new single coming out? Just tell us about that. So, what can we look forward to the new single?
Like, 2015 changed everything for us because we won that Jack Scouts competition and we kind of redefined our sound, and that's what we won the competition with. So now we worked for 6 years on a specific kind of, you know, and now we have to go into studio and redefine that.
Yeah.
So this year we have to hit studio in January now, probably maybe this afternoon we'll go in, we'll see.
Sure.
And
not wasting time, man. Your holiday's over, sorry. Put those board shorts away, it's time to get to work.
And then we have to really work on our live performance. Because we've got that gig with T.I.
Yeah, the Boomtown Joburg gig.
Just T.I., hey?
No, there's a lot of local guys.
No, what I'm saying, let's rewind. Like, you just like nonchalantly throw it out there. Yeah, just with T.I., you know. T.I., everybody knows who T.I. is. So. Yeah. Can we just take a moment? T.I., guys, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So you're going to be sharing the stage with someone like him. That's quite cool.
I think it's him, and then there's a lot of really cool local guys are also going to be there. So that's kind of like the highlight that we're looking forward to in the next. I think that's in March.
Okay.
Yeah, it is in March.
Yeah, so we'll do quite a few gigs maybe before that to get ourselves in shape.
And sort of get over the nerves of performing.
Yeah, it's a huge stage.
You're talking about getting used to performing with each other. I know you have like a high speed live instruments combo going on.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find that like it's quite a challenge? Is it a different vibe? Because you're talking about you had a different sound before, and now you've changed from the Jack Daniel's Scouts music competition.
Not really. Like we like the chemistry we have, you know. But like what we do, we just all the time we're redefining. We're finding new ways to do certain things. Like if we had a gig and we saw that 1, 2, 3 doesn't work, then we switch it up. You know, like we're always trying to find ways to improve, and I don't know.
I think if you're only two guys on stage, there's not much room for mistakes. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
No, you can.
So there's not a lot of room for fuck ups. So I think that's quite important. So we work around that the whole time, trying to make things easier so that when we're on stage, it runs as smooth as possible. Because KG's singing, then he's playing keyboards, then he's mixing, I'm on the saxophone, then on the guitar. It's quite a complicated story.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's quite like you almost have to have like a little map and say, okay, I'm going ABC, you're going CD.
We have a map in our heads. Yeah. But the cool thing is, like you said, it's not like an 8-piece type of band. Yes. If the bassist fucks up, like who's gonna back him up, you know? Like if I mess up, I know he's there, he's gonna, if he does, he misses his line, he can
fix it.
Yeah, we can fix it. But if it's like 8 people on stage, we're all concentrating on certain things.
Have you ever had one of those awkward moments?
Yeah,
Yeah, when the day we won the competition, we had to get a friend to press the button to play the backtrack on our song, and we're standing there waiting and nothing's happening and everyone's looking. And
is this after the announcement or before?
No, before. We had to perform this track to win it. And nothing happens. We're standing there on stage, you know. I think I was very close to sort of running off and going smacking someone on the, you know, with my guitar or whatever. But it came right, and we sort of caught on just in time with that one.
Sure.
Yeah, or sometimes I'd forget a line to a song. Then I'd look at him. You know? Then he'll be like, oh, then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the venues, they don't have great sound because they're not equipped for, they normally get up for DJs who play there. So then you end up not really hearing what you sound like, but you have to sing the living daylight sort of place, you know. So.
Well, hopefully there will be none of that this year, guys.
Yeah, so, no, you learn very quickly how to manage all the stuff.
I'm sure. And you've been doing it for long enough, so, you know, you can cover it up and we won't even know. That's the beauty of it.
The audience never knows.
Yeah, the musicians, we know when somebody's miming. You know?
Yeah, of course you do. Okay, guys, so where do we follow you on the social networks just to keep up to date with what's going on and your preparations for TI and what's it called? Boomtown.
Yeah, Jake Daniels Boomtown.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Stones and Bones. Twitter, @ Stones Bones Band. Instagram, @ Stones Bones Band. Bones Band.
Even on Facebook, it's facebook.com/StonesBonesBand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the same on all of them.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Lekker, thank you so much for joining us today.
And we have a single called Lady Monster.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Lined up. That's right. Do you want to introduce your song, guys? Come on, do it. As we wrap up the show today.
Okay. So I'm CJ Stone.
And I'm KG Bones.
And we are Stones and Bones. And this is our latest single,
Lady Monster. Hope you guys enjoy.
And thank you for listening to The Buzz today on cliffcentral.com. Nikita, cool. We'll catch
Thanks,
you back.
Thanks, Jason. See you next week.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.